The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, now it's time to take another look at a song lyric with Paul Harrington in our series, The Lyrics, The Thing. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the song you've chosen for today is from Don Henley's biggest selling solo album, and it's the last song on the album called The Heart of the Matter. Is it a case on that album of the best wine till last track?
Well, it is and it isn't, as Mrs. Grogan would say, but there are definitely biblical references to the whole thing. But the album really is, to use the analogy, it's an excellent wine. And there's some fantastic songs. Now, this is going back to 1989. Take the title track, The End of the Innocence, with Bruce Hornsby on piano. And, you know, you hear that song on the radio today, it just jumps out. Songs like The Last Worthless Evening, another great grown-up song, New York Minute. And, of course, today's choice, the last track, The Heart of the Matter, which I describe as a grown-up, mature handling of a bad situation, and the bad situation being Don Henley's partner leaving him. And of course, they do it, and he does it. He co-writes this, which we'll get to in a minute. But they do it with the wisdom that comes with age and maturity and a little divine intervention. And I say that in the context of Alexander Pope's poem, and a line from that: to err is human, to forgive divine. Now, I know the themes of a lot of the songs I pick are quite universal, but what intrigues me is how the writer deals with it. And in this case, although the subject matter is very, very painful, the details of the story are wrapped very, very warmly and lovingly in forgiveness.
Now, that's a bit of a journey for someone whose fiance has left him for another. And when you think of the opening lines of the song, I got the call today that I didn't want to hear, but I knew it would come. You'd think, well, she's dumped him. Forgiveness is not the first place you might go.
Absolutely right. You know, and the funny thing is, this is co-written by a guy called J.D. Souther, and he says it's a song that they couldn't have written 20 years ago. I mean, they're kind of writing about situations, how they may have dealt with it a long time ago, but now how they deal with it with maturity. But here's the thing, you know, it's what I love about it as well. I mean, you've got a guy who is he's I got the call today, and I knew that it would come. It's the suspicion. In other words, he's been obviously going around with this terrible feeling all the time about it, feeling insecure. And then the confirmation comes. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said, "You found someone." Now, here's the thing that gets me, Pat, about great songwriters, and it always confounds me. This is their ability to somehow separate themselves emotionally. Now, Don Henley, as you know, is the drummer with the Eagles and the co-lead singer. But even right back to the early days, he was more of an introspective writer. You know, I mean, the first song that he ever wrote with Glenn Frey, and this was on the day that they met, they wrote Desperado, you know, which is quite a song. But, you know, and of course he gets older, you know, and you this type of music in this album, and now you look at a song like Heart of the Matter, which he co-wrote with Mike Campbell. This is a guy from Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. They co-wrote Boys of Summer. But he goes to his pal J.D. Souther to work on lyrics, because they're a great combination and a good go-to guy. But as coincidence would have it, he too has been left for another. And this is the way J.D. Souther tells it. He says that Don Henley was in love and engaged, as was he, and both of them were jilted, for the want of a better word, right around the same time. And of course, J.D. Souther says, for this very reason, he said, it was an easy song for us both to work on. And now, that's the bit I don't get, but how they do it. You know, he goes on to say, you know, it's never easy to hear that your respective partners have taken up with somebody else, but he says it makes for good source material. I just don't know how they have that ability, you know. Anyway, there you go.
I mean, it's funny, here you have two guys who are jilted, and you wonder, what is it about the Eagles? I mean, remember the Hell Freezes Over tour?
Exactly.
They said they'd never work together again because they couldn't get on with each other until Hell Freezes Over. And lo and behold, maybe the pension advisors rang up and said, "We need a few bob lads."
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because I'm talking about this. The whole theme of this song is forgiveness, you know, and in those situations that they all forgive each other. And again, of course, songwriters, and some of them I know, you know, and I've worked with, and I never put myself in that category, because I'd be way too heartbroken to ever be able to try try and put this down. But I mean, the songwriter, as you know, will always try and you know,
nothing's
try and get
ever wasted.
No, exactly. Try and get something out of a bad situation. But just jumping into the lyric again, Pat. It's the whole song is kind of loaded with great lines. I mean, there's things like, "What are all these voices outside love's open door? Make us throw off our contentment and beg for something more." I mean, just bang right between the eyes. "The other man's grass is always greener," and they're even talking about, you know, even guys who are happy and content and in a great relationship are always kind of, some of them, not everyone, have the fear of missing out, you know, and they're always looking at something else, as I said, the other man's grass. And then, of course, there's incredible lines here as well, like, "These times are so uncertain, there's a yearning undefined and people filled with rage." You know, I mean, that could apply to our situation today, but we all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? But there was J.D. Souther was very gracious, and again, songwriters are very, very precious about the bits they write and the contributions they make, you know, and they will stand up, you know, four square and say, "Oh no, that was my line and I did that bit." But he goes on to say that Don Henley was the guy who was thinking all the time about forgiveness, you know, and, you know, of course he resisted this as a theme, but then he realized, of course, this was the whole point of the song. And as Don Henley said, and rightly so, you know, the first person to benefit from forgiveness is the forgiver, you know. And I really think it's a marvelous song. And if you tell the story, and if anyone tells a story and you include all the frailty and fragility and of the human condition, the flesh will get weak, the ashes will scatter, you know, people are going to connect with it. And again, for me, when we talk about the lyric or a great song, it has to be all about the resonance and people's connection with it. And you know, even, you know, chatting, listening to your chat there with the president, you know, and talking about the late great John Hume. I mean, forgiveness, I mean, is has to be the key to start opening doors.
Well, it is a long song, but you're doing an abridged version for us today, Paul.
Yes, I am. And you know, it seems kind of ridiculous that I'm actually leaving out the bridge, which is stupid. But however, I'm just going to read it to you. "There are people in your life who've come and gone, who they let you down and they'll hurt your pride. You better put it all behind you, because life goes on, and you keep carrying this anger, it'll eat you up inside." I mean, so as the saying goes, if you can master that, you have it licked. You know what I mean?
Well, let's see if you can master heart of the matter. Off you go, Paul.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks.
"I got the call today and I didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone and she said, 'You found someone.' And I thought of all the bad luck and the struggles we went through, how I lost me and you lost you. What are all these voices outside love's open door? Make us throw off our contentment and beg for something more. I'm learning to live without you now, but I miss you sometimes. The more I know, the less I understand. All the things I thought I knew, I've got to learn again. I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness, forgiveness. Even if you don't love me anymore. And these times are so uncertain, there's a yearning undefined, and there's people filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? But trust and self-assurance that lead to happiness, and they're the very things kill, I guess. Pride and competition cannot fill these empty arms, and the work I put between us, you know it doesn't keep me warm. I'm learning to live without you now, but I miss you, my baby. And the more I know, the less I understand. All the things I thought I'd figured out, I've got to learn again. I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but the flesh will get weak and the ashes will scatter. But I'm thinking about forgiveness, forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore.